Thanks to Fabulous for supporting Earn Your Happy. Fabulous is the habit-changing app that gives you the tools and skills you need to help you break free of negative habits and build new healthy ones that actually stick. Get 25% off Fabulous Premium by going to thefab.co/Lori. Just go bigger. You have nothing to lose. Like, go for the thing, do the thing, take the action, because otherwise we are sitting in that place of indecision, which is so uncomfortable. You're either going to be uncomfortable because you're going for it and failing, or you're going to be not going for it with that fence post up your rear end. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself, to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And these are some of my first quickies of 2022. And I'm really excited. I will tell you that I feel really different. I don't know what it is. I haven't quite put my finger on it yet, but I have some ideas about what has shifted even in the past week to 2 weeks. I'm really doing some different things. And I'm going to be talking about it on my quickie next week, talking about what does success mean to you? How do you define it? And are you actually living a life aligned with what that looks like? So tune in next week for that quickie. But this week, I want to talk about decision-making. And I've had a few podcasts really talking about decisions and how indecision is still a decision. And a lot of us find ourselves quite frequently sitting in a lot of decisions, which is not typically a fun place to be. It can be if the decisions are hopeful, but sometimes these decisions can really wear on us because it's typically things that have to do with your ultimate purpose that you're sitting in the fence on. And we know that when we sit on the fence, we pretty much just have a fence post up our ass, which is very uncomfortable. So when you're teetering back and forth, it's not the most fun spot to be. So indecision being still a decision. The fact that maybe looking at your choices right now and knowing that you're actually making a choice to be undecided, which is a very painful place to be. I have to say that I do believe it's more painful than actually going for it and stepping into the fear. And I think the difference is that the muscle is not trained yet for that uncomfortable feeling of what happens when you jump into a new place that you have never been. So this is just a muscle. It's going to get trained. It's like when you go back to the gym, which a lot of us probably are, going back to the gym and you're like, oh, damn, I'm so sore. Like, I'm sore for 2 weeks. I can't believe I have to go back again and go get sore again. And yes, this is the cycle for the rest of your life. You're going to have to go to the gym while you're sore, meaning you're going to have to make more tough decisions while you're already uncomfortable. And this is really when you know you've hit that sweet spot. I am all about finding new ways to improve my daily routines, especially this year. It's like I am ready for my next level more than I ever have been. And I really want to stick to them and make more room for new practices. But what I find that I really struggle with when it comes to routines is accountability. So enter Fabulous. This app has been a game changer for me. I've teamed up with Fabulous, and you can get 25% off Fabulous Premium by going to thefab.co/Lori. Fabulous is the habit-changing app that gives you the tools and skills you need to feel healthier, more productive, and more fulfilled. Fabulous helps you break free of negative habits while helping you build the new healthy ones that stick. By using behavioral science, Fabulous breaks down scientifically proven healthy habits into a daily routine of very small tasks that you can easily achieve every single day. For example, if your goal is to be healthier, Fabulous breaks down the goal down into daily tasks like reminding you to drink water, exercise, or even disconnect and unplug. Fabulous also offers weekly challenges that complement the tasks I'm already doing in my regular routine. I have so much to be grateful for, and while I'm always thinking this in my brain, why am I not putting my gratefulness out into the world? So I tried out the gratitude challenge on Fabulous, and it helped me actually show gratitude to someone every single day for a week. Start building your ideal daily routine today with Fabulous Premium. Get 25% off Fabulous Premium by going to thefab.co/Lori. That's thefab.co/Lori for 25% off Fabulous Premium. I talked about, I think it was last week, the reasons why you have to go for your big dream is because you'll never actually truly know what real inner peace feels like and what your comforts actually truly are ever again, because you'll be doing comforts out of numbing and they'll be actually long-term uncomfortable choices. So let's really talk about decision-making. I'm reading a book called Jump right now by one of my mentors, Kim Perrell. And she says, in my experience, being 70% ready is plenty. I'm not alone in thinking this way. Former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell is a big fan of the 40-70 rule, which says that you need no less than 40% and no more than 70% of the available information to make a good choice. Which is why advocates of the 40-70 rule say that when you're obsessed with finding more than 70% of the data, you're wasting your time. Your window of opportunity will close and the competition can capitalize on your hesitation. So this is truly, and that was all from her book, that was an excerpt, Jump by Kim Perrell. And I'm loving this book. It's just a great reminder to go bigger. And I can tell you that that's the advice that she has given me when I've been able to sit down and ask her different questions. She's an incredible woman who sold her company for hundreds of millions of dollars. And she pretty much built this company at her dining room table. And when I got to sit down and say, you know, what would be your biggest advice for me for entrepreneurs? And she's like, just go bigger. You have nothing to lose. Like, go for the thing, do the thing, take the action. Because otherwise, we are sitting in that place of indecision, which is so uncomfortable. You're either going to be uncomfortable because you're going for it and failing, or you're going to be not going for it with that fence post up your rear end. And that is a feeling of, it's like dream constipation, right? You know, you have these big dreams and visions, but you are just so plugged up and blocked, and you walk around feeling disgruntled all day long. Like, you need to get it out. So you guys, 40-70, if you have 70%, anywhere between 40 and 70% of the data to make the decision on what you need next. And I'm telling you, the more that you get into business and the more that you move forward on your vision, the more you're going to learn that most people make decisions probably between that 40 and 60% of data, because you just cannot foresee what is coming. You can't foresee the problems. And I'm telling you, the problems are coming, and the problems are what make you the person that you were put here to be. So I can say that with Light Pink, if I would have known all the problems that were coming, I'm not sure I would have done it. I'm so glad I didn't know, because now I can't imagine my life without it. The problems that I'm getting to solve and the woman that I am becoming by the things that are coming up through this truly was like my highest purpose, and my soul was calling me to all of these problems so that I could face them. And without them, I would have never met these incredibly resilient parts of me that when I'm in them, I'm like, oh God, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. But once I'm past them, I'm like, I wish them on all of my most favorite, most incredible people in my life. I wish some of these big challenges on them, because they get to experience this like euphoria and pride of being a person who can truly solve these problems. It's like, I know I can rely on myself now. I know that I can be so stretched and handle a lot of pressure. I know that I am learning new ways of coping with anxiety and finding peace and reconnecting to God, even in the toughest days and toughest times, and trying to find joy even amongst what feels like utter chaos. And that is a superpower that I wish on everyone. And I know you can't get to that place without these big things. You're never going to reach these big things without making those leaps and those big decisions, sometimes with just 40% of the data. So you guys, make decisions faster. Success loves speed. Indecision is still a decision. Get the hell out of that place. I'm sending you so much love. And next week, tune in, because I'm going to be talking about defining success for you and really making sure that your life is aligned with what that looks like. Or we're just kind of spiraling, just kind of going in circles without really knowing what our day should look like. So I'm sending you guys so much love. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.